Hello, welcome to Have Roots Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Staltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. For those of you who are returning, welcome back. For those of you new to the channel, just to give you an idea of what we're doing here, we are currently exploring the Fijiwa, the founding mothers of Quebec, and in so doing, we are traveling, but virtually, through Quebec and France, and seeing all the places that are touched by these women. It started off as a very personal project and ended up in this, I'm now at number 70. And I was doing my own until other people reached out and said, would you mind doing this one and that one? So I just generally said, hey, you know what? This is going to be my Fijiwa project. And so I plan on doing all 700 who have descendants. We will see where that takes us. For now, just so you know, if you want to subscribe to the channel, you may do so and get notifications by clicking on that little bell. And I also have a website, haveroutswilltravel.com. And I just recently did an index where you can go on there and see every one of the Fijiwa that I've done. And there's a link that will lead you back to the YouTube. So I hope that helps. So, and I try to keep it up to date. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. You can reach me in any of those forums. You can also post a message directly underneath this particular video, or you can email me directly at lisa@haveroutswilltravel.com. I'd love to hear from you. And let me know if there's a feature one you want to do. I'll put her on the list, okay? She will get done. They will all get done, but it's just a question of how and when. So with that being said, let's get started and explore this week's Fijiwa. For those of you new to the channel, I do have a Fijiwa the Program 2.0. It's a separate video that lists all the ins and outs of the program. I urge you to have a look at that to give you some background. It will help in understanding what your particular ancestor went through to get to New France. This week's Fijiwa is Marie Lebrun, and she is a request from a viewer. I don't have any other files or anything like that that have this as a ancestor, so that was really interesting for me to explore the world of Marie. Let's get started and get to know her. Marie was born about 1643 in the parish of Saint-Jacques in Dieppe. The church where she was presumably baptized dates back to the 12th century. Dieppe is, of course, known for the famous World War II battles, but it was first noticed as a fishing village in 1030. It became, at one point, the number one port in the mid-century France. Another claim to fame was its revered school of cartography, i.e. map making. And from that school, two graduates left and established the first French colony in the New World in 1564. Fort Caroline, which predates Saint Augustine, if you can believe it. So that's just amazing. All of these people were like somehow getting to the New World. Very, very neat. Very, very interesting. And her parents were Jacques Lebrun and Marie Michel. Now, how did she get to New France? Why did she come? Now, Marie would leave for New France as a Fijiwa upon the death of both of her parents. At the time, she was about 24 years old, and she arrived in Quebec City on September 25th, 1667. Let's see who she selects as a groom and who selects her. The groom she selects and who selects her, his name is Pierre Barbet de Grandmaison, and he's born in 1646 in the village of La Pocadère. His parents were Pierre Barbery and Marguerite Belloy. Now, La Pocadère is famous for it's part of the royal road that was from Paris to Lyon. And so because of this road, this town developed and had a lot of prestigious people come to it. The church where he would have been baptized, where I show you, it kind of had existed since the 10th century. In 1553, it was restored and then demolished in 1836, as so many buildings in France were. And now all that remains is this part of the chapel. This, on the left-hand side of your screen, is the Petit Louvre, and it was known as a hunting lodge for the Duke Charles II, the third of Bourbon. And a lot of very, very prestigious people went through there. And it housed Catherine de Medici, Henri VI, Louis VII, Louis IX, Napoleon I. You know, I mean, it's just, it goes on and on. They have to go through this town. It was one of those towns. So you can see where La Pocadière is on the map of France. So he came from a very, very interesting place with a lot of notables. Now, he arrived in New France on August 17th or 19th, and that was in Quebec City, 1665, as a Carignan Salière soldier. He was with the Contrecoeur Company, who eventually would come to Montreal. And so that is, you know, where he settled, and he was one of those that chose to stay on. And this is how he was there when she came across as well. Let's have a look. So about 6 months after she arrives, Pierre and Marie were married February 24th, 1668 at Montreal. And this is their marriage record. So the family does settle in Lachine, or Lachine, as we say in English. You can see on the map, I've circled where Lachine is in terms of Montreal and all the rest of the towns around it. This is kind of an example on the left of the Lachine Canal. And on the bottom is one of the museums that you can go and visit, which is an amazing place, I'm told. The original owner of Lachine was Robert Cavelier de La Salle. His mission was to cultivate and colonize this area. Unfortunately, he didn't succeed, as he was too focused on trying to find that passage to Asia. And the area was originally named Saint-Sulpice, but the area was renamed Lachine as a kind of inside joke, because they knew he was just focused so much on China. Even Jacques Cartier, 100 years before, had been trying to find that passageway and named the rapids themselves Lachine Rapids. Eventually, the Lachine Canal was completed in 1825, which was something the citizens and merchants had long wanted. It became a way to navigate the treacherous rapids. At its peak, the Lachine Canal would have had 15,000 ships use its canal per year. So just amazing, amazing thing. And they were among the pioneers, you know, kind of establishing Lachine. It was kind of out there as well. Very, very kind of a dangerous place to be, and we shall see what happens to them. They would end up having 10 children. Marie-Madeleine would pass away at the age of 20. She did marry twice, but did not leave any descendants. Pierre would pass away in infancy. Marie-Madeleine would marry Pierre Gemme and have 6 children, 4 of whom would reach adulthood. Marguerite would pass away at 5 years of age. Pierre would marry Marie-Françoise Paris and would have 8 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Philippe would die in infancy. Marie-Françoise would die at the age of 6 years of age. Anne would die at 5. Jean would die at 3. And Marguerite would die in infancy. Now, you can clearly see that something is amiss here. Only 2 of their 10 children make it. Why is this? Well, let's have a look at why. In August of 1689, they became the victims of the Lachine massacre. On a rainy morning of August 5th, 1689, 1,500 Iroquois warriors used surprise to launch against an invasion against really an undefended settlement of Lachine. Marie, Pierre, and Marie-Françoise and Marguerite were all killed in the massacre. Their other 2 children had died a couple of months before. So this was a truly, truly tragic end to a family. And the fact that there aren't even descendants to this day is a testament to the strength of the ones left behind. Just amazing, amazing. Because really, there's only 1 male heir, Pierre, and he would ultimately produce 8 children. 2 or 3 of those were boys. So this line is just an interesting one to follow, based on the tragic occurrences of what happened. I want to introduce you to a couple of resources that I use First off is the Société des Filles du Roi et Soldats du Carignan, of which I am a member and also the membership chairperson. But long before I joined the society, I was also using their website. So you don't have to be a member, but it's so cool to be a member. You get a beautiful certificate. You have to submit your lineage and all that good stuff. But you come out and you have your lineage and you can frame it and all is good. And also they have excellent, excellent resources. Also, they produce a journal twice a year with some interesting, fascinating articles to deepen your knowledge of this area of Quebec. Now, one of the things I've discovered in the last, year or so, is a group on Facebook called Les Filles du Roi Descendants, and it's a marvelous Facebook page, and I absolutely recommend that you check it out. And it is a private group, so you'll have to ask to be to join. And then the other website I use is called Migration, which really should be called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Filles du Roi, the Carignan Soldiers, the ships, France, anything. There's pictures, there's everything. Every time I go on there, I'm like, I go into some other rabbit hole and I find some other thing. So it's an incredible website and I'm so grateful for it. And I wanted to, I posted all of the addresses for that as well. So have a look at that to deepen your knowledge. So although the biography of Marie Lebrun ends up being, you know, very, very sad. I mean, she was cut down in her prime in her 40s, along with Pierre, their children. I mean, many of her children died. I mean, it really is a sad, sad story. However, the positive in all this is even after all that, in 1729, she has at least 48 descendants. And obviously my viewer who requested her is one of them, of that line. So I think that is remarkable because those 48 probably kept producing would be interesting. Wouldn't you love to have another study done and see how many descendants of each particular line is formed? So I thank them. And also they are part of history because that Lachine massacre is one of those monumental things that people go through and is part of history. It's part of what made Lachine. Many other things were decided because of it. As in all war and all things that are tragic, something comes out of it. And they were a part of history. And for that, we thank them for their contribution and we honor them, their memories. So with that, I bid you adieu and au revoir until I see you again.